Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I did the story recently about how the bank accidentally prepaid a loan, and it caused them to basically send about almost $1 billion when they shouldn't have. And they got some of it back, but not all of it, and they fought over it, and they went to court. And so far, they've lost in their efforts to get the money back. So the question is, and a lot of people commented, how come it never happens to me? No one ever gives me money. Well, here's the thing. It wouldn't always be something that you'd go, wow, great idea, free money. I mean, don't get me wrong, free money as a concept is not something I disagree with, but both Zachary and Josh sent me a note and said, Steve, did you see the one about the $285,000 check that a lawyer got? He's trying to give the money back, but he got it from the IRS. And they're giving him a hard time saying, no, 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 keep it. Yes, everything is wrong with this story, except its entertainment value, which is why I'm talking about it. Lewis Hansen wrote the story for the San Jose Mercury News. South Bay lawyer gets $285,000 check from IRS, but says, no thanks. Santa Clara attorney Todd Rothbard got a letter from the IRS a couple weeks ago. It says, you miscalculated your taxes as a result. We owe you $284,603. Now, I've gotten letters from the IRS before. It says you've overpaid or underpaid, but never six figures. And so he looked at the letter and thought to himself, no, no, no. He made a call to his accountant, and they double-checked, and his accountant said, no, they don't owe you any money. And the accountant, of course, at this point is wondering if he did something wrong. But, of course, he looks at it and goes, I don't think he did. So for days, Rothbard tried and failed to reach the IRS. So he's trying to contact them. And in normal times, that's difficult. Nowadays, it's even more difficult. So this week, he got an envelope from the IRS with a check for a little more than $285,000 because they added interest to the money. Because it was in their possession, they only owe you the money, we also owe you the interest. So they sent him a check for $285,000. Rothbard is an attorney who runs a property rights law firm. He's got about 24 employees, and he says, I'm pretty scrupulous. There's no way I'd miss $285,000. So he's pretty certain that he doesn't deserve that money. He's trying to give it back to them, and they're having a hard time understanding that. The IRS handles between 17 and 18 million individual tax returns in California alone each year. They send millions of letters, and sometimes they do make mistakes, okay? So the IRS spokesperson, Rafael Tolino, who was asked about this case, said, look, can't talk about this specific case, but here's the quote, this kind of thing does happen. Jeez, really? It just did happen, so obviously it does happen. There's no question the IRS and taxpayers make mistakes. So, yeah, hey, mistakes get made on both sides. No one's questioning that. No one's questioning that. So Rothbard agreed, and he said, quote, they're nuts. Rothbard's annual income places him in a very high state and federal tax bracket. Has not varied much in recent years, he said. He makes quarterly estimated tax payments and usually ends up owing a small amount at the end of the year. You know, he's 71 years old, so he's been doing this for a while. He said that he can sometimes be cranky, but he's thoughtful, and he favors free markets and limited government. But, and again, a quote is, I wondered how many other people they've done this to. There goes the national treasury. So if they accidentally sent a bunch of people big checks, you know, do they get the money back or is it just gone? In this case, the levers of government seemingly work in his favor. The IRS letter sent on January 4th said the agency reviewed his tax return and determined he had miscalculated and overestimated his alternative minimum tax, qualified business income deduction, and his overall rate. The IRS changed three tax computations on the return. The agency then adjusted his refund according to their math, and they told Rothbard to expect a check within 4 to 6 weeks. And of course, then he got the check for $285,000. Rothbard says the only error was by the IRS doesn't want to cash the check, only to have the government accountants recognize their mistake. Rob Seltzer, a Los Angeles CPA, did not review the return in question, but said that miscalculations by professional accountants are exceedingly rare. Calculations are done by sophisticated tax software, leaving little room for human mistakes, and Rothbard would have noticed if he overpaid or accidentally made an extra payment. Oh. wait, my account is off by $285,000. Maybe I should balance my checkbook more often. Checkbook. Oh, boy. It's bizarre, said Seltzer, who specializes in business services for wealthy entertainment clients. That just doesn't happen. A more common but still unusual IRS error is failing to credit a taxpayer with a payment, he said. The January letter was just the beginning of the frustrations for Rothbard. He called an 800 number on the letter several times to settle the issue, and he got no further than an automated message saying the IRS complaint line was not accepting complaints at this time. After he received the check, he drove from his home in South Bay to the IRS office in downtown San Jose, where he's met by two guards at the door. Sorry, you'll have to make an appointment. And they gave him another phone number and a website address and turned him away. So the man, think about this. The man drives to the IRS office. He wants to simply give them $285,000 and they turn him away. Guards turned him away. Tolino suggested making an appointment, but he says that the problem, of course, is the heavy volume of correspondence the IRS is dealing with right now. He said, you have the right to appeal anything the IRS has assessed. And of course, putting the onus on the taxpayer to file an appeal in an attempt to give money back. You think they'd have a more streamlined process for that aspect of it, but again, I'm a dreamer. Some people say I'm a dreamer. Rothbard runs a successful law practice, and he typically handles hundreds of landlord-tenant disputes and evictions a month, but he said he's running out of patience on this case. He finally reached an IRS agent this week, and in a brief conversation, the agent told him they would review the case and get back to him within 30 days. Rothbard says giving money back is not easy. And again, you'd think that the way the IRS normally behaves, that they'd be happy to have money coming their way, okay? But apparently, no, the bureaucracy and the red tape obstructs things going in any direction. So I guess that's not that big of a surprise. I mentioned earlier this year, late last year, that because of slowdowns with the mail and everything else COVID-related, I mailed a check to the Internal Revenue Service. And now, I'm sure you know this, but if you mail something to the IRS, what matters is the postmark. So if you pay your power bill late, or you pay it on time, but the check gets lost in the mail, that's on you. But the IRS, being a federal agency, actually says, well, the postmark on your envelope will be what rules whether or not you filed on time. So I actually went to my post office and I handed the letter to my postmaster and said, would you please hand stamp that, make it nice and clear so that there's no question of the date that was mailed. And she did that for me. And so I would occasionally log in and check my bank account to see if my check was cashed. No, right now people are going, Steve, you use checks? Okay, so I'll give you a few minutes to laugh amongst yourselves on that one. But the funny thing is that 30 days went by and the check hadn't been cashed. I got a letter from the Internal Revenue Service saying, we received your return. We received all your paperwork. Have not received your check yet. Therefore, you now owe us a bunch of money plus penalties and interest. And a little more time goes by. And I'm looking at this going, I know I paid this. I mailed a check and it hasn't been returned. When I logged on one morning and boom, the check has cleared my account. So I actually called the IRS and I got a very, very nice guy on the phone, which by the way is remarkable. And that's where my story diverges from this man's. I got a very nice guy on the phone. And I said, hey, I just let you know, I got this letter in the mail says I owe you a bunch of money, but I mailed you a check for that and you guys have cashed it. And my understanding is that it's postmarked properly, so that should be fine. And I give him a bunch of information. The guy types it all in. He goes, yeah, you're good. You're good. He goes, we'll send you a letter confirming that. But I read articles in the paper and elsewhere that there were mountains of returns and correspondence the IRS couldn't get to. And some of it was caused by slow mail. Some of it was caused by stuff piling up at the IRS. Some of it was simply caused by COVID shortage of manpower. And so I don't know if my check was just doing a tour of the United States, because I've talked to people who said they tracked packages that have ping-ponged back and forth across the country before they got someplace. I've mailed myself first-class letters that I never received after that happened just to see what would happen. And I actually mailed myself two within 2 days of each other. I got one. The other one hasn't gotten here yet. Never will. never will get here. So, but that check, I was worried, may have just gone off into the ether and disappeared. Well, it didn't. It was eventually processed and eventually fine. But at one point in time, I did get the letter saying, you owe us a bunch of money in fines and penalties and interest and double secret charges. So the IRS is an interesting entity, let's put it that way. But the South Bay lawyer got a $285,000 check, doesn't think he deserves it, is trying to give it back. And the IRS has given him a hard time about it. Zachary and Josh, thanks for sending it. It's from the San Jose Mercury News, and Lewis Hansen wrote it. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.